Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion about Sefer Iyov. And this shiur is going to be very unique and out of the ordinary for our forum, in that we are really going to be assaying the first two prakim of Iyov and the end of the last paragraph, Membet of Iyov, which are of course the narrative part of the story. And so we'll get started, but for that reason, on page 15 of the handout, and it's really critical to have the handout on this one printed out off the page, because on the front page, on page 15, I put the entire text, even though many of those psukim are not directly addressed, just so you have context. And then underneath, in the regular box that starts on 15 and goes on to Tetvav, which is the back of 15, the second page, I have the regular psukim that are not from that part of Iyov, the other parts of Iyov and other parts of Tanakh that are there. As you see, there's very little notes because essentially we're going through the text here. And we are on Tetvav Amud Bet at the following line. Amar Rav Yochanan, Dorosh of Iyov Shatuf Bezima Haya. Iyov's generation were licentious. Shenemar Hein Atem Kolchem Chazitem V'lama Zeh Hevel Tebalu. You have seen it. What is it to see? Uchtiv Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamit Shuvi Shuvi Nechazabach. The beautiful Shunamit woman, we want to gaze upon you. So that's what he's accusing them of. Eima B'Nevuah. Maybe the gazing here was not the beauty of a woman, but rather prophecy. Uchtiv Chazon Yishayo Ben Amot. The same word. Ched Zayin Hey. So then why does the end of the Pasuk in Iyov say you are involved with vanity? What does it mean, not the days that the judges judged, but rather the generation that judged its judges. The judge would say, take the beam out of your eye, right between your teeth, and the litigant would say back to the judge, take the beam out between you from out of your eye, meaning that the judges were held as guilty and therefore hypocrites. Amarlo, kaspechaso, hayalasigim, kaspech hayalasigim, your money has become dross. Amarlo, sovech mahu b'mayim, that you're diluting your things in water. In other words, that the, taking the pasuk in Yeshaya, in other words, that the litigants were saying back to the judges, you're just as corrupt as we are. Anybody who says that the Queen of Sheba was a woman, it's mistaken. My Malkat Shva, what does Malkat Shva mean? Malchuta de Shva, the royalty of Shva. Alright, Vahi Ayom Vayavo, and now we go to Iyo. Vahi Ayom Vayavo, Bnei Ha'elohim, the Yatzev Al-Adonai, Vayavo, Bnei Ha'asatan, Betocham. Vayavo, Adonai, Satan, Me'ayin Tavo. So Hashem says to the Satan, where are you coming from? Vayana Satan. Satan says, I'm coming from visiting the earth. This is now the Midrash. I went through the world, and I found nobody as trustworthy, and his loyalty was Avraham. Now you told him to walk through the land, it's his. And nonetheless, even though you gave him the land, his Sarah died, and he still couldn't find nowhere to bury her because he was still an outsider. He still didn't challenge you or question you. So what does Hashem say back to Iyov now, and back to the Satan now in the text? Hashem says to Satan, you see that there's none like Iyov. That which is said about Iyov is greater than that which is said about Avram. Ati Akeda, Hashem says, now I know that you fear God. A wholehearted man who is straight and ethical fears God and avoids evil. My Vasar Mira, what does that mean? He was easygoing with his money. If there was a dispute, he would let it go. Normally, when you give a half pruta to the storekeeper, so you give a half pruta if that's what it costs. Iyov vitrami shelo. Iyov gave him the pruta and said, keep the change, basically. So Satan said, of course Iyov fears you. It's not for nothing. You've given him everything. wealth and everything. My masad masay adav berachta. What does it mean? You blessed his the deeds of his hands. Anybody who would take money from Eov himself would be blessed. Everything he touched, like Midas. So mayu mikneo paratz paaretz. Why did it say his cattle spread throughout the land? Rabbi Yosef Chanina mikneo shel Eov partzu gidro shel olam. They busted the fences of the world. Rosh Lam zevim horgim ha'izim. In the world, wolves kill goats. But Eov's flock was so powerful that the goats would kill the wolves. This is still the first cycle of Eov, that the Satan says, but let me mess with him. And Satan says to God, you'll see, he'll curse you. This, by the way, is part of the reason that we have the opinion of Chazal that I mentioned in the last podcast that the Rambam adopted, that Eov lo yavel lo nivra. This story is just theologically hard, untenable. So, you can touch anything he owns, but not him. So now what happens? It's the first day of the cycle. Remember, every 7 days, they would go through all seven brothers' houses of the party. And so it's the first day. And so a messenger comes to Eov and says, this is what happened. They were plowing, and then there was an attack. It says that the cattle were plowing, and the donkeys were grazing with them. Hashem gave him a sense of the Olam Haba, where there was this miraculous thing of donkeys grazing next to cattle. And so the next messenger came and said, before the first messenger finished, the next messenger came and said, a fire came down and burned them. And then before he finished, then the third guy came and said, the kastim came and attacked all the camels. Your kids are eating. And a big fire came from the desert and destroyed the house and killed all your kids. So what happens? He tore his clothes and he shaved his head. He cut his head, his hair, the sign of mourning. Vayomer, what's the statement? Aromi atzatei betelimi. I came out naked. Varoma shuv shaman. I'm going to go back there naked. Adonai natan, v'adonai lakach, yishem adonai mvorach. V'chozot lo chata Eov lantan tifla l'Elohim. Eov nonetheless did not curse God. And then, so that's the first step. Vayi ayom v'yavov b'nei Elohim li'atzev. So now, they come back. Vayom adonai satan, eimi zet avo. And again, Hashem says to the satan, where are you coming from? Vayana satan et adonai. I've been traveling through the land. So again, now the midrashic exposition of what he said. Again, I found nobody as good as Avraham. Same argument as before. So what happens? And again, Hashem says, there's none like Eov. You've done all this stuff to him, and he still holds on to his faith. This is one of the hardest psukim in Eov, and you have been provoking me to kill him for nothing, as if God could be provoked. If it weren't for the text, we could never have the temerity to say such a thing. A favorite adage of Rabbi Yochanan, it's like a person who deliberately allows himself to be provoked. So, this is the Satan. He goes down and he confuses people, and he goes up and he accuses them of doing wrong things. No tell Rashut, no tell Neshama. He gets Hashem's permission and he comes and kills. This is now the Malach HaMavis, which we'll see his identification later on in the parak. A man will save his skin. But let me hurt him physically. He'll curse you to your face. You can do whatever you want to him, but he'll kill him. He hurt Eov, he entered with boils, etc., and he's scraping himself. It's terrible. Satan suffered more. It's like the master says to his servant, break the barrel and keep the wine. So Hashem said to the Satan, hurt Eov, but don't kill him. Shlakish, who's Satan? Here we go, I mentioned it. Who Yetzer Hara? Who Malach HaMavet? So when you find the mention of the Malach HaMavet or the Yetzer Hara in rabbinic literature, that's the same as this Satan, whatever it means. Hu Satan dichtiv, I'd say a Satan made p'nei Adonai. The Satan left Hashem to go take a hurt Eov. Hu Yetzer Hara dichtiv hatam, rak ra kol ayom. In Breishit, where the first introduction of this Yetzer Hara is, that Lev Hadam rak ra kol ayom, all he thinks about is evil. Uchtiv hacha rak et nafsho shmor. Or rak elavot ishtachatcha. The word rak, in one of those two contexts, and it connects it with the rak kol ayom. Hu malach hamavet, dichtiv, achet nafsho shmor. That Hashem said to him, don't kill him. Meaning, alma b'didei kaima. He's the one who would kill him. So Hashem said, don't kill him. Amar of Levi, Satan u'plina l'shem shemayim nitkavnu. Both Satan and Plina, Chana's co-wife, did their terrible things, l'shem shemayim. Let's see what they are. Satan, kevan, d'chazal kodesh baruch hu, d'nate date batar Eov. He saw that kodesh baruch hu was paying attention to Eov. V'chashol, min shile l'rachmanute d'avram. He likes Eov so much, he's going to forget how great Avram is. By the way, all these midrashim take the position that Eov is a contemporary of Avraham. And so Satan tried to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to disfavor Eov so he would remember how great Avram was. Pnina dichtiv achiasatat saratagam kas bavur harima. The Pnina would always anger Chana whenever they would go to Shiloh. And the idea of this famous drasha is that she would do it in order to get Chana to pray harder so she would have a kid. Dasha vacha bar Yaakov papunya. Ata Satan nashke lekare. Rav Acha came, gave this drasha publicly, and the Satan came and kissed him on his feet, thanking him for sort of rescuing his reputation. Anyways, at the end of this piece, Bechol zot lo chata Eov b'sfatav. Eov did not sin with his lips. What does that mean? Amarav b'sfatav lo chata b'libo chata. Meaning, he didn't say anything against God, but in his heart he had. Mai ke'amar, and now we go to later on in Eov. Eretz nina b'yad rasha p'nei shoftei yichuseim lo efo mihu. In other words, there's evil in the world. And evil is controlling the world. Amarari Kesha Eov Lafoch Ke Aral Pia. Eov wanted to turn the world up, the theology upside down, as it were. Mala Baya Lodivir Eov Elekenegara Satan. No, and Eov wasn't speaking about God, he was speaking about the Satan. Ketanoi, Eretz Nabiyad Rasha, Rabbi Yezor Mer Bikesh Eov Lafoch Ke Aral Pia. Which means Eov is saying that God has become evil. Amarari Bishua Lodivir Eov Lakope Satan. He's talking about Satan. Alda Atcha Achaki Lo Ersha Vein Miyadcha Matzil. So what's this? This is the next parak in Eov. Amarava Bikesh Eov Liftor Kolam Kulam in Adin. Eov tried to get the whole world off the hook and say they're not responsible. From Mishalam, Barata Shor Parsotav Stukot. You created an ox with its split hooves. Barata Chamor Parsotav Klutot. And you created a donkey with its kind of cloven hooves. Barata Ganeden, Barata Gehinom. Barata Tzadikim, Barata Rishayim. In other words, you made people the way they are. Mim Yakev Al Yadcha. Who's stopping you? So that means that you created people to be good or bad, so that you can't hold them responsible for the way they behave. So in the dialogue, how did they respond to Eov's claim that we're interpreting in Perek Yod, meaning nobody can save from the way you created people? The answer is, Af atata fer yiravati gras sicha lifneyel. You are destroying Yirat Shamayim. Their answer was, this is in the Midrash, now not in the text, HaKadosh Baruch Hu greeted the Yetzirah, and he created Torah as the balm for that, as the antidote for that. And so therefore people do have a choice. What does that mean? He used to steal fields from orphans, improve them, and give it back to them. V'leiv almana arnin, I will elate the heart of the widow. T'cholhecha d'have almana d'lo have nasfila. Anytime there was an almana that couldn't get married, have azel shadi shmei ilava. He would put his name on her. Havu ato nasfila. Maybe he wanted to marry her because she's somehow Eov's cousin or relative. Lu shakol yishakel ka'asiv ahavatib mozlaim yisu yachad. Could my anger or upsetness really be taken and weighed out? Amarav afra lefume di Eov. Rav is not happy with this statement. Chavruta klape shmaya? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he's your buddy? So now we're assessing some of the sentiments mentioned by Eov or his friends. Lu yesh peninu mochiach yashet yado ashtenu. If anybody arbitrate between us, Eov says to his friends, then he could put his hand on us. Amarav afal fume de Eov again klumish evich mochich et rabo. So it makes it sound not between us, me and my friends, between me and God. Buddies again. And the Rav again is upset. Now, Brit Karat Tadenayu might put in Abatula. This is towards the end of Eov's statement in Perek Lamed Aleph. He says, I've made a brit, and I will not, about gazing on a betula. That he's thinking about other women, and that's the way he's saying, I'm looking at other women. Avraham afilu b'didelo istakil, the famous drasha we had at the end of the first parak of Megillah, that Avraham didn't even pay attention to the beauty of his own wife. Tichtiv, hinei yadati ki shayifat mareat. When they go down to Egypt, and they've been married in decades, he then says, oh, now I know you're beautiful. What's the drasha? Michal de mikal avi yadal, I didn't know she was beautiful. Now he had to pay attention. Just like a cloud goes and disappears, similarly, when it goes down to Sheol, doesn't come back. So you see, there's a whole train of thinking in Chazal that reads Eov's words as heretical, that Eov rejected resurrection. He's going to go down Sheol and not come back. He's given me lots of pain. He cursed God because of the sa'ara, because of the storm, and so they answered him in the storm. There's a play on the word Eov, by the way, that shows up in Perek Yud Gimel, Oyev. Maybe a great wind came up and you got me confused with Oyev, because Eov, Oyev, and you sent it on me. Remember, in the story, the Sarah destroyed some of his stuff. Sarai Shivu, he was answering the Sarah Dichtiv, famously, beginning of chapter 38, Vayana Adonai Eov min ha-se'ara. Hashem answered Eov from the whirlwind. Vayomer, Ezornak, Kigibor ha-latzecha, shalcha, vodiyeni. And he says to Eov, stand up and let's see if you could tell me what's what. Basically, Hashem tells Eov and all his friends, you have no idea what's what, so don't try to figure out how I run the world. Amarlo, arbeini min barati ba'adam. I created a lot of little threads in a person, little ligaments. I knew everyone has a cell pot. So each one has its own place to get nutrition from. And if that would happen, then a person would go blind. I didn't get confused between one hole and another in creating man. You think I got confused between Oyev and Eov? So then, later on in Hashem's speech, which is one of the most beautiful passages in any part of literature, certainly in Tanakh, in Eov Lamed Chet, Lamed Tet, Mem, Mi Falag L'Shetef Ta'alet, Harbei Tipin Barati Ba'avim, I have put lots of drops of water in this clouds. Chol Tipa V'Tipa Barati La'Tfus Ifnei Atzman, each drop has its own shape. K'nei Shelo Shtei Tipin Yotzot Mitfus Achad, so no two drops come out of the same pod. If they would, then with no perot would come out. I could tell the difference between two drops. I couldn't tell the difference between Eov and Oyev. So my mashmah, I tell Elish that the tfusi. How do we know in that last pasuk the ta'ale is an image of like a frame or a form? This is when Eliyahu makes the channel of water around the Mizbeach that he built to demonstrate the miracle of the fire coming down. It's called a ta'ala. So it's like a form. V'derach l'chaziz kolot, harbe kolot barati b'avim. God continues. I put lots of thunder in the sky. Chokom v'kol barati lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. And each one has its own root. Shlo shtei kolot yotzot mishvil achad. So they shouldn't have the same root. Shemale shtei kolot yotzot mishvil achad. Machirin kol alam. They would destroy the world. You think I got confused between Eov and Oyev? I can keep every bit of lightning in its own path. And then in Lamed Tet, famously, do you know the time that the ibexes give birth and that the wild gazelles go into labor? Yalazu achzarita baneha. Says the here, take the ibex is very cruel. She goes up to the top of the mountain. We know zoologically, she goes to the top of the mountain. That's one of the defense mechanisms to avoid a predator. And this really is the case. National Geographic had a difficult time for many years getting a picture of an ibex giving birth because it would just suddenly scamper up the mountain. But she goes up to the mountain in this take so that the baby will be born immediately will fall and die. And And Hashem says, and I arrange for an eagle to come and take the newborn ibex and to save it. If the eagle is 1 minute, 1 second early or late, the baby dies. I didn't get confused between 1 minute and the other. So in other words, the way Chazal are reading it, Hashem's answer is all a different, many different ways of saying, I have the entire world to the subatomic particles all under my control. So don't think that I got confused between you and somebody else. That's the second half of the pasuk. A gazelle has a very narrow birth canal. That I have some sort of a snake come and bites her right at that point, and everything opens up and weakens. If the snake is a minute early, a minute late, it would die. Ben regel regel chalef min yovlo yevin chalefli, same argument. So yovlo b'dad yidaver v'avlo b'haskel. So this is now Elihu, who says Yov is talking nonsense. But later on, Hashem says, Eov is the only one who talked right, and the rest of you guys talked wrong. So we can't hold a person to what he says when he's upset. In other words, even though Elihu correctly said that Eov spoke inappropriately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't hold him to that. All right, so back to Perek Bet. So Eov's three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, Sofar, heard the terrible things that happened to Eov. Ayavo Ishim Komo Eliphaz Tevanivo Dano Shochiv Tzofar Namati. Vayavadu Yachdav Lavo Lanudlo Lachamo. They came together. They agreed to come together and to comfort him. My Vayavadu Yachdav. What did they gather for? Yomaram Alamechin Chasu Kulam Nesharachad. They all came into one gate through one gate in the city. So it'd be like a group. Tana Ben Kolachad Vachad Shloshmiel Parsi. There were 300 Parsaot between each one. Manavu Yadi Ikadamri Klula Havulahu. Because Amri Ilani Habiluhu. So how do we know that there was such a difference and a distance between them and what the distance was? So it could be that there were, how do we know who they were? One is that they had crowns on their head, and each one had these three different faces on it. How did they know that Eov was in trouble? So one of the explanations is that they had crowns, they were all such friends, and if one of the faces on one of the crowns would go bad, they knew he was in trouble. And the other is that they had this communication system. They had trees that they had planted for each other, and if a tree withered, they knew, oh, my friend is in trouble. Either give me friends like Eov's friends or death. No friendship as great as the friendship of Eov and his friends, who knew what was happening in each other's lives so intimately because of these different signs. All right. This is the introduction to the Mabul. The reproduction came to the world. No, the opposite. Fights came into the world. That's ki echel adam larov. Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan dachter mar Rabbi Abba al olam nei malo nichpelu benotav shel Eov. So why didn't Eov have more girls? Lo nehidel nichpelu b'shemot, aval nichpelu b'yofi. They didn't have double names, but they did have double beauty. Dichti vayilo shivat panim u'shalosh banot. This is the end when he's restored. Vayikra shem achat yamima v'shem hashanit k'tzia v'shem hashlishit keren hapuch. Why is God Yamima? Shaita domela yom. She was as bright as the day. Ktsia shaya rechanu dev kiktsia. She had a beautiful smell like figs. Karna poch amir ve'ervashilo shadomela karna de keresh. That she was like a horn of a certain animal that has these very dark horns. A beautiful girl. Machaychu alab marav. And Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at this interpretation. Karna de keresh lakutehi. That's ugly. It means like this kind of saffron that grows in the garden, which is the best of all the besamim. She smelled like that. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. So pasuk in Yirmiyahu that again, Keren Apuch. The Puch is that spice. Shimon Barebi Dialda Lebarta. So Shimon Barebi, Rebbe's son, had a daughter. He was upset that he had a daughter. Amar le'avua, revi'a ba'al olam. You've got growth coming into the world. Amar Le Bar Kappa Tanchum Chalav Licham Chavucha. So Bar Kappa told Rabbi Shimon, your father gave you empty consolation. The world needs boys and girls. But happy is the one who has sons and not the one who has daughters. Just like the world needs spice handlers and needs tanners. But happy is the one whose livelihood is with spices, so he smells good. But woe to the person who works with hides, because of course he smells terrible. Ketanoi. Now, the whole issue of whether having a girl is a good thing or a bad thing follows the following. V'adonai berachat Avram bakol. What is my bakol? What does bakol mean? Meir omer shaloi talobat. He only had a son. Meir omer shaloi talobat. Lahefech. The bracha was that Avram had a son and a daughter. V'achir omerim batai talavram bakol shma. That Avram had a daughter and her name was bakol. Shemirachat Avram bakol. And astrology, and all the kings would come to him. That was the bracha. He had a beautiful jewel around his neck. She called anybody who would look at it was sick would get better. When he died, Hashem put it up on the sun. So different interpretations of what this bracha of Avraham was. That's what people say. The day is set, so the disease has gone away. Those people, right? When the sun has risen up high, the fever lifts, as it were. So that the sun is sort of got this healing power that formerly was on Avraham's neck. The bracha of Avram was that he didn't see his grandson go sour in his life. We'll talk about that in a minute. Sha'asai Yishmael tshuva b'yamav. The Yishmael did tshuva during Avram's life. So not only does he have Yitzhak, he has Yishmael back. Yaakov and Esav are doing fine at this point. Now, Shalom Esav b'yamav menal. And how do we know that Esav did not rebel until after Avram died? Dichtiv, avoy Esav nesedevu ayef. The famous day that Esav came from the field and he was tired and wanted to sell the Bechorah. That's the day that Avram died, which is why Yaakov was making lentils. He made them for his father. Why did he make lentils? Just like a lentil has no mouth, there's no opening to it. So an avel has no mouth. Just like an adasha is round. Avelut is something that goes through the world and hits everybody. My benai wasn't between them. Can you comfort him with eggs? If you say it's because of this shape, same shape, but it does have a mouth. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chamesh averot avar oto rasha b'oto ayom. Esa violated five terrible sins on that day before he came to Yaakov to get the Bechorah, to sell the Bechorah. Bal na'ramu rasai, he had sex with a betrothed maiden. Haragatan after she killed somebody. Kafar be'ikar, he denied God's existence. Kafar b'tchiyat ha'mitim, he denied resurrection. Reshatat ha'Bechorah, and he also degraded the Bechorah. They came from the field. In the case of a rape, in Parshat Tetzaveh, he said he found her in a field. How do I know that? I'm tired of all these killing. And Yirmiyahu, Kafar Beikar, Tivacha Lamale Zeli. Esav says, what do I need this for? What's the this? This is my God. That's what he's denying. Kafar Tchiyat HaMetim is the easiest one. I'm going to die. What do I need a Bechorah for? When I come back. Shat the Bechorah, Dichtiv, Ve'yivaz Esav at HaBechorah. That's an explicit pasuk. Alright, good. So we see that. V'sha'asai Yishmael Tshuva B'imav Minal. And how do we know that Yishmael did Tshuva in Avram's life? K'ar Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi Abu Yatvi Kamei De Rava V'kam Anam Neim Rava. Rava was dozing off as the students were in front of him. Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi. Vaday demritu kol mita sheyesh ba gviyah. Anytime it says vayigva vayamod, so mitatan shel tzadikim, that's tzadikim. Amar le'ini, agreed. Vado amabo, it says they all vayigva vayigvau. Amar le'i anan gviyah vasifa kamrina. What I mean is anytime it says vayigva vayayasef, he's gathered to his people. Ah, vayishmael d'tiv vayigvira vasifa, it says vayigva yishmael vayayasef alamav. So at that point, Rava woke up. Amalu Dardaki, kids. Hachim Rav Yochanan. Yishmael asa tshuva v'chayaviv. Yishmael did tshuva. So therefore, there's no challenge. Vayikva v'yasef is tzadikim, and Yishmael's in there. Shneimar vaikburoto Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav. Want to take a look at it? Who buried Avram? Yitzchak and then Yishmael. So you see, Yishmael came second. Maybe the text just recognized them, derech, you know, in the order of their significance or their wisdom. But maybe Yishmael didn't let Yitzchak go first. Ameata vaikburoto Esav Yaakov banav. But when Yitzchak was buried by Esav and Yaakov, ma'itam alo chashivlu derech chachmatan. Should be Yaakov and Esav. I mean, the Akhtame Adbori Adbore. From the fact that one comes first, that means the other gave him precedence. So if Yishmael let Yitzchak go first, that means he recognized Yitzchak's priority, preeminent status in the family, and that's the tshuva. That's really the tshuva of Yishmael. Tarabash, so Shai Timan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh, Me'ein Olam Haba. There's three who in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a chance to taste the world to come. Eloin Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Avraham Nechtiv Be Bakol. We just had that. Yitzchak Nechtiv Be Mikol. Maser Mikol. V'Yaakov Nechtiv Be Kol. Yishli Kol. Alright, so Shalosh Shalat Ben Yitzhar Hara. There's three who never the Yitzhar Hara never attacked. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Tribo Bakol Mikol Kol. Shalomim Aftavi Nechtiv V'Libi Chalal B'Kribi. My heart is dead within me, which is interpreted maybe as being killed as Yitzhar Hara. V'inach tzare udakam midkar. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that he had no yitzhar. He's just mentioning that he feels terrible pain. Tanavara, shishalo shalat ben malach ha-mavet. There's six people that malach ha-mavet couldn't touch. V'eluhen, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, d'chibah kol m'kol kol. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, d'chitiv bahu, al pi Adonai. Now, when Aaron and Moshe died, it was al pi Hashem. So it wasn't the malach ha-mavet. So Miriam d'chitiv ba'al pi Hashem, but it doesn't say that about Miriam. Miriam also died with the kiss of death of God. Not to shame Shemi Moshe. Alright. Why doesn't it say that? I'm sorry. Sham Shami Moshe. Moshe died there. She died there in Kadesh. Because it's not, it doesn't sound nice. There's seven who were never affected by the worms in their body. Moshe Aaron, Miriam, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Binyamin. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, d'chtivbo, b'kol. Moshe Aaron, Miriam, d'chtivbo, al pi Hashem. All right, so we've covered that. Binyamin ben Yaakov, d'chtiv, v'Binyamin, amar yedida, anonai yishkon levet ha-chalav. Hashem rests over Binyamin. Shomim aftavi, d'chtiv, af besari yishkon levetach. My flesh lives forever. V'idach, what does the other say? Urachmeu d'kaboy. David wasn't stating that. He was asking a request. Please let me live forever. Tamar Bonan, Abraham made to both Yoshua and Nachash. Four died because of the existence of evil in the world, the Nachash, and not because they did anything wrong. Ve'elu and Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram avi Moshe, Yishai avi David, V'chil av ben David. The Kulu Gemara, all of them are tradition. We don't have Psukim. Levad mean Yishai avi David. David's father died because of the existence of death in the world and nothing more. That's the only one we have a pasuk for. And Farish Beikra, Dichtiv, et Amasa, Sam Avshalom Tachet Yoav. Remember, Avshalom named Amasa, his cousin, as the chief of staff. Alatzava, Amasa, ben Ishu, Shmo, Yitra, Yisraeli, Asherbal, Avigail, Bat Nachash, Achot Sriya, Im Yoav. And so Amasa was the son of a man whose name is Yitra, who had relations with Avigail, Bat Nachash, who was the sister of Tsuriya, who was the mother of Yoav, a cousin of Yoav. Chibat Nachashi, Valo Bat Yishaihi. We're talking about she was Yishai's daughter, the sister of David. Tsruya and Avigail were sisters of David. Elabat Mishamet Bot Yosha Nachash. She was Bat Nachash, meaning the daughter of one who died because of the Nachash. Okay, Adran Alachashutafin. We have finished the first parak of Abatra on a very unusual note. Here's Hashem, the next podcast will begin the second parak, Lo Yachpor, and very much back to our halachic issues of neighbors. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.